was just thinking the verse I remember most from the day the Lord saved me. I don't even know exactly where it is, but it's a verse in the Psalms that my mom read to me that afternoon, and it says, "The Lord will lighten my darkness." And that's really what the Lord did for me January 31st. Is it 81, 82? 82. And I was 7 years old, and I remember, even as a seven-year-old kid, we were members of a Southern Baptist church at that time, my family, and there was a big emphasis in that church on evangelizing the children. And it was during, though, the church services where probably I wasn't even necessarily catching a lot of the preaching that I remember the strong conviction that would come over me, particularly during the invitation time. And I remember the moment on that Sunday morning where God got a hold of my heart. Is the best way I know how to describe it. And I went forward and I prayed. I talked to my mom at length several hours that afternoon and prayed again there. But I honestly believe it was at that point that God saved me. My mom said she looked and I was like gone. And I was a pretty shy child. I wasn't a real forward, the type of kid that would just go run down the aisle. But that's exactly what I did as a seven-year-old kid. And it's not walking down the aisle that saves you. I understand that it's not the prayer, but those are all fruits that do occur a lot of times, depending on the circumstances when God saves. And He saved me, and He saved me from a lot. And I've become more and more aware of that, just a lot of things that I haven't had to face. And that was a miraculous salvation for me at age seven. And I became very adept. I wanted to serve God, but I think still a certain amount of pride got involved, and I started telling God how I was going to serve Him, you know, and what I wanted and did not want to do. And as I grew older, I had a real heart for the Lord, spent time in His Word, you know, pretty much daily from a young person. But I decided that, you know, missions was definitely the only way to go. And I met my husband, and I remember even in high school telling him, you know, "I don't think it's God's will for us to be together. You want to be a pastor, and I'm called to be a missionary. And, you know, I don't want to be a pastor's wife. As a pastor's wife, my vision of a pastor's wife is you got to behave yourself a little more than if you're a missionary's wife. You have a little more flexibility there." And I did not. And so I told him, "No, you know, I'm..." And so then he started, and the Lord used all that, and He put us on the field, I believe, to learn lessons we would not have any other way. But that was really my strong desire. And sometimes it'll hit me. I'm like, God has him in the ministry and me as a pastor's wife now. And I never, it's not a place where I would have put myself. But one thing I have learned is wherever God is putting me in any situation, the people, the circumstances, is He's trying to make me look more like Christ. And He's got this big lump that doesn't resemble Christ at all. And He gradually is shaving it down to somewhat resemble that. And every circumstance, I can honestly say that's what God is doing for me. And it's not up to us to tell Him how to save any of us, when to save us, what to do with us. The work is really His. And I was studying, Don's class has been such a blessing to me, and I was studying in, I think it was 2 Timothy 1:9, where it talks about how He saved us before the world began. And the word "world" is the idea of eternity. It's like outside. It wasn't like God kind of figured out He was going to save us, and He created the world and us. Our salvation is not only without end, it's without beginning. There was never a point in time. It's always been. It's caught up in the eternality of God. And that's been such a blessing to me to just realize, as I think, well, Don was saying and others, how little really depends on us and how it is all God. And we're just here to be changed into that same image hourly from glory into glory. And I know he's going to do that with each one of us that name the name of Christ. So, thank you.